So it is a big week of all things Halloween related here at the brilliant Birchfield Ice Cream Parlour, which has now turned into a pumpkin festival. I'm here with Farmer Tom. Hello, Farmer Tom.
Hiya.
Now, you are in charge at the moment of the pumpkin patch. What is the pumpkin patch?
So, pumpkin patch is a pumpkin patch. We grow thousands of pumpkins here at Birchfield. And at
this
time of year...
They are actually grown here?
Oh, yeah, we grow them all. So we plant them as seeds in April, and then we plant them out beginning of June. And this time of year, if you come down to the farm, you can actually come down and pick them from where they grow.
And we've seen people with wheelbarrows full of pumpkins going off towards the pumpkin carving shed, which I guess that's exactly what it says on the tin.
Yes, yeah, it is. So you pick your pumpkin and then you head off down to the carving shed and create your designs.
I'm going to go and find some kids very shortly who are making some beautiful pumpkin designs. But what else is going on here? Because I know you are open. The pumpkin festival is on until the 31st of October.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So what else is happening here?
At this time, yeah, the pumpkin festival is running, so there's loads of activities going on. So we have the grain train ride through the maize, the barrel ride. You can also have a go at shooting corn on the cobs through a corn cannon.
My name's Izzy and I'm 6.
My name is Max and I am 7.
My name's Max and I am 7.
2 Maxes and both age 7.
Wow. I'm Molly and I'm 5.
I'm Isma and I'm 4.
And how old's this little person next to you?
This is Freddy. This is my baby brother Freddy and he's only 1.
He's only 1, so he's not carving a pumpkin today. You're on half term now, yeah?
Yeah.
What school are you at?
Clifton. Yeah. We meet from Martin to Clifton and we get a 2-week off.
So what is it that you guys are doing in front of us?
We're carving pumpkins. We're making the pumpkin, but the pumpkin, we're going to carve it to put two eyes on and dig all the bad things out of the pumpkin.
And what we have done is we have got a lady to cutting it out, then we've been getting spoons and been putting all of the bad stuff out, then we've been carving it.
If you get a really scary one, we could put it outside our houses and then when people come and say trick or treat, they will see the pumpkin.
And we could light it up.
Quick, go and get Max's pumpkin. That's a big one. How did you? Why did you pick such a big one?
Because it's good if they're big, because they're like bigger to design.
How many eyes does your pumpkin have?
These are the 3 eyes.
Oh, it's got 3 eyes. That is a scary pumpkin, isn't it? And what else have you been doing today at Birchfield?
And we can go on the bumpy ride.
And when you go on the bumpy ride, you can also, there's also like a seatbelt and there's like a wheel on.
And after this, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the quad ride and then we're going to have ice cream.
Are you? Okay, this is an important question. What flavour ice cream is everyone's favourite?
Mine is vanilla and chocolate.
Mine's mint choc chip.
Black cherry with one.
Vanilla.
My favourite one is toffee.
I know it's slightly different since the last time I was in here last summer. Your ice cream parlour has moved, and that is one of the things you're best known for, is the ridiculous amount of different flavours you have.
It is, yeah. So this summer, yeah, really, really pleased. We've just opened our new Jersey Barn. So it's a new ice cream parlour and cafe. And the biggest part of it is we're actually able to serve breakfast and a lunch menu. So you can come on down and sit inside and, yeah, fill yourselves up.
And that's before several different cones of ice cream.
It is, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty to choose from for dessert.
Have you got a favourite?
I like the key lime pie. Or at the moment, we've got toffee apple on and pumpkin pie, which is, it's quite unusual, but it is really nice.
Perfectly seasonal. Yeah. Now, after Halloween, I presume you and the team here at Birchfield can have a little bit of a rest, but then I'm guessing you're cracking on with Christmas. What happens here at Christmas time?
Yeah, so it's brilliant. Our Christmas event, really traditional. So you come on down, we've got storytelling with Mrs. Christmas this year. So you'll sit by the fireside and have a Christmas story read to you. And then we've got Santa, and he's here all of December.
You've got Mr. and Mrs. Claus, here?
Yeah, wow. And the real ones as well. And they come, we have free reindeers. So the children can go and see Santa and then go and see his reindeers before they fly off around the world on Christmas Eve.
And that's on top of all the other animals as well, because I've seen piglets so far today. There's a couple of little Shetland ponies over there. You've got quite a few animals for people to look at.
Yeah, we certainly have a lot going on with the farm because we are still a working farm. So yeah, you just got to manage your time well and get up early.
Well, thank you so much for having me here at Birchfield. I'm going to put lots and lots of pictures of lots of pumpkins online. But if people want to find out more about this place and what you do and how they can get in touch, how do they find you?
Facebook is brilliant. So we have a Facebook page that's updated every day with things that's going on. I'll go on our website. So Facebook, Birchfield Ice Cream Farm. Website is birchfieldicecream.co.uk.
And in case people don't know whereabouts you are, where are you?
So we're near Summerbridge. So from Harrogate, head towards Pateley Bridge. We're just on the left-hand side. So if you look out for our bale art, it changes with the season. So we've got a pig and a pumpkin at the top of the lane, so you can't miss us.
Perfect. Farmer Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome.